I gotta cue up the music super early.
I mean, okay, play the music, Cakes.
What a victory. What a resounding statement by the Commanders on Monday Night Football. 38-33. Back and forth affair. Jaden Daniels coming out party. Just a huge road win for the Commanders.
Monster.
Who apparently just have a high-powered offense and never punt the ball anymore. That's, right. That's what this team is.
It was Chester a virtuoso.
He hasn't punted since the Tampa game.
It was a virtuoso performance by Jaden Daniels.
He has 14 incompletions in 3 weeks.
I know we're going to do Graydon Jaden at 6:45.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah, but that's
if anybody in this room or anybody on the planet doesn't give him an A+, then you're the world's worst grader, or you just didn't watch what happened last night.
He's a superstar.
What transpired.
He's a superstar, and he's only scratched the surface.
He's just getting better.
I don't know, 1% of what this kid is capable of doing. The number one thing that blows me away the most is his poise. Mm-hmm. He's got the poise of a 15-year veteran.
He's unflappable.
I mean, Kingsbury and those clowns are taking forever to get the play in.
Hey, Kingsbury called an A+ game.
He did, but get the plays in quicker.
Get the plays in with the crispness.
Let's make some decisions.
Well, his plays are like, they got 800 words.
Okay, well, you know what? Cut down on the verbiage then.
Yeah. Figure it out.
Get less wordy.
I thought it was a college offense. That's what the corner for the Bengals said.
That guy's getting dragged.
Listen.
Cam Taylor-Britt dragged mercilessly
online.
He's a
loser.
As he deserves, and he was getting dragged by his head coach, too.
Yeah.
Zach Taylor was like, you know what? That's a team that hasn't punted in 2 weeks. That was an unnecessary barb by our player.
Right.
Like, he called him out.
He called him out, yeah.
As he should have.
Hey, we're going to be talking about it for all 4 hours, but maybe Drab deserves some credit. The blue Slurpee. Terry McLaurin coming out party.
The blue Raz Terry Slurpee.
Yeah.
Let's get it going.
How's 7-Eleven not going to jump on that? Like, let's hype this up. Let's get Terry McLaurin another endorsement deal. Because the guy deserves one.
You think I didn't get a blue raspberry Slurpee this morning at 4:30 a.m.?
That's a great idea.
Well, it melted on the way here and turned to juice. Didn't last till 6 a.m.
That's okay.
Is there a 7-Eleven nearby? We send Mar out. We can all suck on one during the show.
Somebody needs to bring Slurpees.
We can all slurp.
I'll take a blue
raspberry. All chill long.
We did say this on the show when people were starting to question, where's Terry? Terry's fine. And the narrative would have been different had Jaden connected on the potential touchdown pass in week one that he overthrew by a couple of yards. Terry was getting open. And we started to see this in week two when Jaden started to throw the ball downfield. But Cliff Kingsbury with Jaden Daniels, they're slowly opening up the offense.
Do you understand? If an alien came down from outer space and landed on Earth, and you showed that alien the two Monday night games last night and said, hey, alien from outer space, which of these two quarterbacks is making his third start in the league and which one is making his 53rd start in the league?
Mm-hmm.
And you watch Trevor Lawrence play and you watch Jaden Daniels play. Well, the alien would have said, well, Trevor Lawrence is, you know, a young rookie trying to find his way. And that Jaden Daniels fella, he's special. He's amazing. He's an alien like me making his 53rd start. Turns out it's flip-flop. Trevor Lawrence stinks, went into a hostile environment, couldn't get it done. His team was buried at halftime, dead and buried. And Jaden went in to Cincinnati in his third start and
nearly put
the team on his scrawny shoulders and led them to a victory.
But you know what? He didn't do it alone. The offensive line was incredible in pass protection, I thought. Man, what a leap that group has taken.
Mm-hmm.
That was the weak link that we were all worried about offensively. On defense, we were worried about corners. Turns out we need to be worried about everything on the defense, but that's another story. And again, I tweeted it multiple times. Finally, I think I'm vindicated here with our weapons. We have weapons. You can say what you want. Jaden Daniels, he's literally hit 1% of his potential, okay? Eckler still got it. Now he's got the concussion, so he'll be out for a few weeks.
That hurt.
But,
cost us the parlay, right?
He's clearly still got it.
Just typical of my luck to add over to 2.5 catches.
McLaurin is obviously, you can argue whether or not he's a true one, whatever. Right. The guy's a weapon. B-Rob's a weapon. Luke McCaffrey, we're seeing him grow right before our eyes every week.
The biggest weapon is Jaden Daniels.
No. I know, but I want to
highlight
the
biggest weapon.
Of course. I said he scratched 1%. But you guys diminish our other weapons. And I said, look, they don't have to be the best at their position, but they can get the job done. And Luke McCaffrey, Brown, we got guys that can make plays. And if we're going to score points. Now, the downside is we're not going to stop anybody all year.
Shootout City.
I mean, we didn't punt, but they didn't punt either.
Right.
That's okay? True.
And we did the old bend but don't break, which is the worst bit in football. So I'm not trying to be a fly in the ointment. The DID defense is atrocious, but it's okay. I would have even been okay with a loss last night because I'm so excited to watch this offense.
Jaden's passing is the headline.
They were super efficient. They really were.
Yes, Jaden's passing is the headline. But his ability to run for first downs when they give him the ball, where it looks like a tackler's got him.
He's special.
And he's slippery. He's obviously super fast.
He's tough.
I think he leads the league now in first down runs.
Yes.
By a quarterback.
He does. They by a quarterback,
I mean, he's just breaking people's ankles when he has to pick up the extra yardage. He's tough. Like
how about the foot first slide, the baseball slide?
He slid.
The pop up slide.
It's perfect.
And Dan Quinn deserves some credit because they went for it on fourth down on several occasions.
Three times.
Yeah.
And look, they've got a kicker who has hit all of his kicks.
Yeah.
And they could have played it the safe route and gone for a long kick, and people would have quibbled, or they could have punted. Mm-hmm. But they said, no, we're going to put the ball in Jaden's hands.
No. Quinn knows his defense sucks. So he needs all the points that he can get. Mm-hmm, so he was like, you know what? I'm not risking a 56-yarder, even
plus
though Seibert's been great.
He didn't have the leg for that.
He doesn't, but he's been great. And I'm not going to give the Bengals the ball in great field position and expose my defense again. He took his cojones, put him on the table, and said, kid, here it is, and Jaden came
through. Well, the way their offense is running, they're just the short third and fourth downs are manageable.
Right.
They're just so manageable.
I need to keep hearing that.
They didn't have a lot of third and longs.
Right.
No, it was unbelievable.
And they didn't turn the ball over. They only had three penalties.
They hit third down conversions. I believe they're sixth in the league through 3 weeks.
That's why. And then they kept scoring or kicked the field goal. That's why last week when we were struggling in the red zone, go to the tape, I said, I'm not worried about that. That was just an anomaly. That was a weird jumping off sides 100 times. I go through like three quarters, we had zero penalties.
Yeah. They corrected
that. We had a couple late.
Yeah, they corrected.
You know, which is kind of silly. And they were able to overcome them because those penalties in years past would kill us. Like second and 21, whatever the hell we had. And then we still get the first down, march down, score more points.
By the way, how good did it feel?
This offense is different.
How good did it feel when Seibert trots out for a 42-yarder? You're like, oh, he's going to make this.
Yeah, I'm very comfortable.
He's going to make a 42-yarder.
With Seibert, 45 and in, I'm not really going to sweat it, especially,
in weeks past, you're like, you see the kicker, you're terrified.
Yeah.
I still don't have full confidence because I know he's bounced around the league.
That's fine.
I think he's bounced around the league because his legs aren't strong.
Relatively, to what they've had, the trash they've trotted out in the last 3 or 4 weeks, he seems like it's stability. In the spot.
By the
way, take that.
And again, it sucks that Eckler's going to be out here probably for a couple weeks.
Yeah. That does suck.
But that's 2 weeks in a row of big kick returns from that
kid.
Yeah. Big kick.
He's
been a huge.
Eckler, not washed.
Yeah, that was fake news.
I called that.
He did call it.
I called it.
He did, but
months ago.
Go, oh, they cut him for a reason.
Yeah.
Or let him go for a reason.
Well, they're stupid.
They're stupid.
Yeah, they're dumb.
You're dumb.
Hey, it was the first time since the Super Bowl started, all right, Super Bowl era, that neither team punted or had a turnover.
Right.
Yeah, it was like, that's a cake's dream game, right?
That was incredible.
I watched Jaden.
So much offense.
And he's going to have turnovers because they happen, but I don't ever expect them. Like, we have other quarterbacks drop back and throw, and you hold your nose, and you're waiting. Taylor would drop back, and every time you hold your nose and close your eyes and pray to God that floater wouldn't get intercepted.
Well, he wasn't the second overall pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Like, that's
this is
why
a different
that's
animal.
Why you picked Jaden Daniels at number two.
Yeah, but
because
there are plenty of number
special.
Twos that drop back
that is
and
true.
Throw picks.
80% completion percentage. Think about that.
Yeah. On
weeks.
The year.
Through 3 weeks.
For the year.
Yeah, because last night was 90%.
He's got 14 incompletions. I mean, that's just...
He's just poised way beyond his years. And you know, I think Kime said it this morning as I was driving in. I was listening to his pod that he recorded like at 2 a.m.
He'll jump on at 7:40.
He said, you know what? Guys like Jaden Daniels... They're different in the sense that they rise to the occasion on Monday nights. They live for that stuff. Guys have played 55 big-time college football games. They've played in the SEC. They've played in the biggest stadiums in the country. That guy lives for moments like that.
Oh, and Commanders fans, going forward, 2025 and beyond, get ready for more late nights. because it's not just going to be, oh, the Commanders have the mandatory Thursday game and maybe one Sunday night game.
It's a good point.
They're going to be on Sunday nights, Monday nights, every night that they can put
I love that.
He's a superstar.
He's going to be on all the nighttime games.
I got up at 3 this morning to watch the game.
He's lucky you. That's good hustle.
You guys went to bed at midnight. I was rolling over in my bed looking at the clock.
It was such the performance was so good. I wasn't even worried about getting minimal sleep.
I just
wasn't
even tired,
sweating it.
It was so
riveting and so exciting, which is usually the antithesis of what watching Commanders football in primetime usually is.
Right.
That it was
honestly
worth it.
And I'm so jaded from all of the catastrophes, as all fans are. Catastrophic losses over the last 20 some years.
Yeah.
I was already wrapping my brain around, it's okay if we lose. It's okay because this is exciting.
Right.
They were like, I don't even care.
Yeah.
Like, I know they're going to score on us. Mm-hmm. We can't stop anybody. Miracle that they're dropping balls and not completing them and we're getting field goals and field goal misses. Miracle.
Right.
Literal miracle. Because our defense is atrocious.
I mean, McPherson usually hits everything. He's missing field goals. You saw that. You're like,
But I was okay. Right. I convinced myself last night, I don't even care if we lose. Because I know they're going to play exciting brand of football.
You would have come in here and go, you know what? Doesn't matter because Jaden Daniels is silly.
Right. He's the star.
Well, that is the biggest thing. It's the biggest thing of the season.
By the way, the 4th and 4?
Yeah.
Huge.
The what?
The 4th and 4.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just massive.
I mean, up 5? Right? Up 5 at that time? Go 4th and 4?
Well, we have the 3rd and 7. Worry about that because I know guys we're going to find
all the weapons.
We got so many weapons.
Well, that was the pass to Ertz. That was the pass to Ertz.
He just, I think, anytime
it's. Ertz also
if it's,
not washed.
If it's.
Correct. Not washed.
Yep. If it's 3rd and 5.
Oh, by the
five,
way, they got hooked recovering that fumble, too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But if it's 3rd and 5, or even 4th and 5 or less. Just put Jaden out on the perimeter,
right?
And he's going to either run for
the offense.
And we started to see it a little last week, but now you're seeing a little more from the arsenal. Look, when's the last time a Commanders team was 5 for 9 on third downs and 3 for 3 on fourth downs?
That hadn't happened in years,
if
ever.
I mean, Hal had some good
complete
games,
red zone efficiency turnaround too from the week 2 debacle against the Giants where they kept marching backwards.
Well, that was all just the stupid penalty
just
stuff.
Just scoring in the red zone at will.
And by the way,
throwing
I don't know.
Fat guy touchdowns. How great was that?
Yeah, amazing. I killed the coaching staff last week because I really feel like coaching is a part of that.
Yep. Here it comes. Come on.
No, well, they did whatever they needed to do and they were locked in the red zone. No false starts.
Because they're a good staff. That's why.
Yeah, they corrected what was going
and
poorly.
Kingsbury knows offense.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Anybody who thinks he doesn't,
right?
He knows offense.
You know, you have a problem in the red zone.
Right.
Have an eligible lineman catch a pass.
They also have balls, like Cake said. Terry McLaurin apparently came to Kingsbury and said, "Hey, if we're gonna go for it, give me a shot." Gave him a shot. Like, it would have been an easy thing to not necessarily take a deep shot on that play, and they took a deep shot. Game over.
Hey. Yeah, it was game over. But again,
what's funny
they disrespected him. Cover 0. No back help. I mean, you got to give him
a
shot.
It's funny what a game like that does to the fans.
Oh,
it
energizes the base.
I got a buddy, my buddy Greg. I guarantee he's listening right now. He texted me overnight.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see it until this morning.
Is he taunting you?
No, he says, "We're going to the Super Bowl."
We're not going to the Super Bowl with that defense.
No.
I didn't respond. I just, that's typical.
We're not going to the Super Bowl. That defense is terrible.
Jaden Daniels.
But.
He has the potential to go deep in the playoffs if he's surrounded by a bunch of talent.
But now you look at the schedule. Like last week, we said, "Oh man, this 7 field goals really, it's trouble in the red zone. Defense still sucks." Well, now that you go to Cincy and win like that, now you go, "All right, well, who can't we beat?"
Right.
Well, as somebody who predicted a win yesterday,
you did.
Yeah, but I don't know if you really believe that.
Believe me,
deep
I
down.
I mean, I was hoping.
I know you were.
It dawned on me, though, honestly, and it didn't play out exactly how because we didn't dominate the time of possession. We didn't have it for 40 minutes.
Yeah, they didn't run great.
They ran for over 100, and they had 3 rushing touchdowns. And it was Jaden's passing and poise that was the difference in the game. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
But it did dawn on me yesterday, wow, you know what? Employ that same formula, we could actually do this because Jaden is so special and it played out better than I could have imagined. Although, again, I don't want to be a turd in the punch bowl, Cakes.
Yeah, come on, let's
just
pause it.
But that defense, they fixed something. That defense is atrocious.
Might not be able to.
I don't know either. I don't
know. There were touchdowns on St. Jude's
next year.
There were touchdowns on their best corners.
You know how you combat a terrible defense?
I know you guys score
11
40.
Yards per attempt.
Yeah. Hey, I lost my 401k listening to Eric.
Yeah, no, because I didn't even do it. I just did.
You told me I lost my 401k.
I did a small tease where I did take Cincinnati, so I did emotionally hedge it. Small tease. But because I actually started to believe that we could win last night.
Yeah. You told me over 10.5 passing receiving yards
for
B. Brown
Robinson.
And what did he finish with?
Four.
Yeah, not
all
ten.
The others.
He
hit.
Had one catch.
I think all.
Yeah,
the
you told
others
me. You
hit.
Told me to liquidate.
Okay, but all the others hit.
Not the Eckler over 2.5 catches that Jason had in the parlay.
All right, but I mean that's the worst luck in history.
I know.
Got concussed.
He
had over the 18.5. We said that was a joke.
Because Jamar Chase had the touchdown. He had over receiving yards.
If Eckler doesn't get hurt, he's got 4 or 5 catches for 50 yards.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily. All right, we're celebrating on a triumphant Tuesday here on The Fan, presented by Chiniga Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. We'll take your calls when we come back on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. 800-636-1067 is the number as the Commanders go get a huge win on the road, improved to 2-1 as they beat the Bengals on Monday Night Football. Give us your reaction to just a masterful performance by Jaden Daniels last night. 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls next on The Fan. All right, before we get to the EP, do we want to start filling up our gift basket that we're going to send to Ryan Poles, the Chicago Bears general manager?
Good question. What do you think?
I think we should probably do that.
Should we do it now?
All right, you guys start gathering your stuff. Mine's in my locker. I'm going to go grab it, and I'll be back in like 30 seconds.
Mine's very easy.
Well, now, should I get the puffy stuff, or are we going to let Karina or somebody do it? Should I get the puffy stuff, like the... Can we try?
Just put the stuff in the basket, and we'll have a female put it together for us.
Okay, but can we show it on air before we do it? Is it possible?
Like the basket?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have like a final reveal for
final
it.
Final reveal. I think that would be good.
Yeah.
So this is really for Ryan Poles to give to Caleb Williams. Since he can't read defenses, I went out and got some readers.
Well, you could also use the readers for Ryan Poles so he can read the scouting report a little bit better.
That works, too.
You could use it either way.
So the readers.
All right.
Probably should put a note to explain why the readers. By the way, cheapest I could find were $15.
Yeah.
Let me see. How do those work for you, EB, those readers?
I forgot how.
They're solid?
Those are just 1.25, so they're not that strong, I guess.
Mine are 1.5.
Yeah, I'm to the point I don't need readers yet. I think I'm good. I'm good.
Really?
I'm sure I will.
Go to a restaurant and you could always see the menu?
No, I'm silly with the menu. I just need them for, like, driving. I'm nearsighted.
Yeah.
So I have trouble with this. Things in the distance.
Yeah, well, I think my eyes are transitioning now. Like in the last two or three weeks, my eyes twitching. It's right, going crazy.
That's also lack of rest, lack of sleep.
I have two items.
All right.
The first one is I just like to troll Caleb for painting his fingernails because I just think that's so stupid. I really do. I mean, it's really dumb. But
it's not your thing.
Are you okay with women doing it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think it's...
Or is it dumb for women, too?
No. Well, it's dumb to pay for it. Like when my daughter goes somewhere and pays $80.
That's expensive, too.
That's dumb.
Don't get me started on that.
I mean, people who are running nail salons, they're printing money.
I just told my daughter to give me a few. And this is not necessarily for Caleb. This is, I don't know, this is for Poles. If he wants, maybe this would make him simpatico with Caleb. They can paint their nails together and maybe he'll play better.
Okay.
I don't know. So I got some nail polish. I just want to troll him for that.
Okay.
Because I think that's so dumb. And then I went into my archives and I figured Poles will be looking for a job soon.
Okay.
So I got Play Better Golf, the old school book from Jack Nicklaus. This is fantastic.
So the Bears are going to be stroking him checks because they'll probably. Throw him overboard early. He'll
if he
money
wants to learn how to play, you can read this classic
that
book.
That is an old-ass book.
This is an old book, but it is a classic. Uh-huh. So there you go. Play Better Golf.
All right, good. That goes in the basket.
Did you put yours in yet?
I haven't yet. Yeah. I got him two items. I got him. I got him this nice little leather notebook. He can, you know, when he's on his scouting reports, overdrafting players or drafting the wrong players, he can jot his notes down in this nice little book. He'll have it handy. So I'll put that. I'll wrap that up in the basket, and then also I got him a tarot card set.
Ooh.
So in case like all of his scouting goes wrong and he can't rely on like his personnel department and his director of player personnel, he can lay out some tarot cards and maybe he can get some advice.
Maybe he can see the future better.
Yeah, he can maybe see some advice from the great beyond. I was thinking like a psychic gift card, but I think a tarot card set is better.
I like it.
Maybe it helps him make better picks.
So hold on, you're going to wrap your gifts? I'll unwrap them?
Yeah, I'll just wrap it up in some nice looking paper. I need to make it look fancy.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Okay.
Come on, you're always excited to unwrap something.
Yeah. All right. There you go. I mean, that's the worst wrapping job in history, that's fine.
I'm a guy, EB. Am I supposed to be good at wrapping presents?
Right, and you're not supposed to wear a fingernail polish. All right, there you go.
All right, so we'll wrap up this nice little notebook.
All right, we kind of talked about it yesterday. The favorite gummy bear treat for Caleb Williams is the Trolley Sour Bright Crawlers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, this is not necessarily for polls, but it's a signal that Caleb would rather eat Trolleys than throw touchdowns.
Okay.
All right, so he gets some Trolleys.
Good.
Then also, since Caleb has thrown picks, he loves to throw picks. Mm-hmm. He's thrown four in three
games.
Yeah, toothpicks.
Okay. All right.
Very good.
So there you go.
Right.
That'll fit nicely in the basket.
Drabby, did you get anything or no?
Yeah, I did. Well, first off, I got some cellophane to wrap our gift basket
in.
You got to make it with a bow on it. You got to make it
nice
pretty.
Touch.
Like EB was talking about, I got some tissue for Caleb and Poles to cry together when they lose a bunch of games.
Crybaby. Yeah.
And I also got, Caleb carries around a pink bedazzled phone.
Yeah.
So I got a matching one for Ryan to call the commissioner with their pick next year when they draft a left tackle to protect him.
I do like that.
With their first overall pick.
That's very nice. Good shtick.
Nice bedazzled phone.
Mike Marr, do you have anything?
Yeah, I got a big old bottle of salt for that salty son of a bitch. You know, he's pissed off that he drafted Caleb Williams over Jaden Daniels. So, yeah, here's some salt for you, buddy.
All right, thank you. I love it. Nice job, Mike. And Valdezzi?
I got polls. You know what? He really effed the Bears hard by taking Caleb over Jaden.
Right.
And you know what? If he gets fired and he gets hired by another franchise, he'll probably F them over too. And what's hot in the sex community, Cakes?
Oh, I don't know. I need you to tell me.
Baby oil. So when he Fs the Bears in the 2025 draft, he can use the Diddy baby oil when he does that.
Very
when he gives him the high hard one.
I do like that. It's a topical.
Very topical.
Very timely.
Yeah.
You can attend a freak-off party.
There's a lot of different things going on in that gift basket.
All right. Thank you, Valdez. Now, I don't know.
Yeah, I got this out of my own stash.
Yeah, right.
Whoever opens
now, you only have 999
bottles.
Whoever
opens the basket's going to go, what is going on? This is the weirdest basket ever.
You know what
ever.
I'm hoping? I actually just thought of this morning. The Bears are on the in-season Hard Knocks, right?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a way we could kind of get in. It's a bit. I could kill time.
Sure.
But you know what? You were going to write a letter.
I was going to write a
thank you letter. Yeah, you make sure you kind of describe the items.
Yeah, here are the items with
this. And you could say why we got each one.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
I can do it like an inventory of each item.
Yes.
And by the way, it has to be a handwritten note.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There you go.
I mean, that's
and maybe we'll dictate it to Karina because I think women's handwriting
it shows
is,
that you care by it's a lot better including than a handwritten note.
So I actually think what we should do is whoever takes this to UPS, can't be me, I got tea time. But we should have somebody following them with a camera or something and just document it.
Yeah.
And then we'll put it on our social media.
That works.
Right?
Sure. I don't know who's going to do that, but I guess somebody should do that.
Mike Marr. I mean,
yeah.
Mike's an employee, but he's the closest thing to our intern.
Right. I guess that's true.
I know he's a real full-blown
employee. He actually draws paychecks.
Yeah. All right, excellent. I'm very proud of this.
It came together nice.
It looks full.
I think it's going to look great, and especially when Karina wraps it and she does that little feminine thing with it.
Yeah, it gives it that woman's touch that it clearly needs.
Right? I think it'll look good.
Very good.
This is actually the perfect basket. Yeah. I joned on it yesterday.
Worked out well.
But compared to that laundry basket you brought in.
I mean, if we had a billion listeners coming by to donate stuff in it.
And the listeners let us down. They brought in zero.
Yeah, they didn't do it. They
had a few sticky calls. Mm-hmm. What was the best one?
The quarters.
Quarterback. Came with their quarterback.
Yeah. Okay, good. So that... I mean, the chances of him ever seeing that or getting to his desk.
But the PR staff will.
Someone's
going to read the note.
Right. They'll laugh.
So,
yeah.
Somebody's going to get a laugh out of it.
Maybe, should we dictate the note now? Like,
go ahead. You want to type it up, Cakes?
Sure, I can do that.
Go ahead, Valdez. Dear Mr. Poles.
Yeah. Please deliver to Ryan Poles.
Yes.
Right?
That's part of the thank you card?
No, we got it. That's got to be the message.
Right. That'll be like the thing on top. Like, you know, when you get flowers delivered, it says for Mr. Poles.
Thank you for gifting us
Mr. Poles. Yes. The Washington Commanders fan base wants to thank you.
Or we'll just say the Sports Junkies. Let's say the Sports Junkies
and Commanders fan base.
Yes.
Want to thank you for epically botching the 2024 NFL draft and taking the inferior quarterback, Caleb Williams.
Love it.
And leaving us with the superior quarterback in Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it won't set your franchise back too much. Regards.
Regards. In Jaden we trust.
In Jaden we trust.
The Junks. There you go.
P.S. Was it 80-some percent, whatever his completion percentage is.
Right, right.
That's the P.S.
80.2%.
Well, put 80.2 and then arrow down to 59.8.
Right.
Right.
Caleb's.
No, or just put greater than sign.
Right. Yeah.
Should we do like a side-by-side in all the statistics? Because he's probably equivalent in touchdowns, right?
But we should sign it in nail polish.
Not a bad bit.
All right. I love it. So we'll have to we'll get that done. Maybe by the end of the show.
Yeah.
We'll get have it all a presentation
wrapped up with a nice bow.
Of the gift basket.
Yeah.
Hopefully the PR staff sees it. It'd be great if we could get a little appearance on Hard Knocks.
Well, I think doesn't the team have final say as to what goes to air?
Well, they could get a kick out of it and then trash us.
Sure. They could do that.
I would think. I'm sure the Skins folks won't be super happy about us trolling.
Yeah, we have no real affiliation with them.
Yeah,
we're not.
They'll get over it.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be extra motivation for them to beat us.
Right.
Did you buy this book on your honeymoon?
Is there still a bookmark in
there?
What
year did you get married?
1996.
This book has a receipt.
Yeah.
Did you go to Hawaii?
I went to Maui.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He bought it up there.
He bought it on his honeymoon. Yeah. Look at the receipt. Read the receipt.
Yeah. Pretty good Skins hitting.
Aloha books.
You're reading a Jack Nicklaus book while you should be hitting Skins.
I played golf like three times on my honeymoon.
And I can think of one hole in one.
It was mine. July 10th, 1996. There you go.
What is it?
July 10th.
You bought it on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
I can't believe the receipt's still in there.
I actually had that book in a bigger. You know, that's just like the little smaller thing,
right?
So the side, you know, what the side story to that is
keep the receipt.
You care. We when we first got married, you know, you don't have furniture, and I remember talking to a buddy of mine, and he is like, "Yeah, you got to get bookshelves and stuff, and you got to have books."
Sure.
So I was buying books. I was going to use bookstores and buying books. So like, you know, to kind of decorate your house. You don't know what you're doing. Decorate your condo,
sure,
or whatever.
Hold up, you played golf three times on your honeymoon?
I did.
You guys remember,
you guys gave me a driver. You guys gave me a TaylorMade burner driver.
Dina, I can't relax with you on the beautiful sand of Maui. I got 36.
Yeah. I'm playing.
What a romantic.
I think she went with me once, and the other times I said, just go to the pool.
You played randos?
No, I think I played by myself. Oh, you know, they have a lot of courses out there. I zip through.
Dina, I booked a massage for tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Just left massage? Her?
No, my back hurts.
Left her alone on your honeymoon?
That's such a show.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Are you serious?
It's your honeymoon. Like the 1 week of your entire life, you have to pay just attention to her.
We were there for 10 days. We were
That's an extensive and expensive honeymoon from the sound.
Very expensive.
See you later. I'm teeing it up.
Yeah. I remember having a tinge of guilt about it, but we talked about it.
I support it wholeheartedly.
Yeah. I can't be the only guy that's played golf on their honeymoon.
Eric, why are you so horny?
I went bogey free. I'm horny for
Wailea. Huh?
You're horny for, is there a course on Wailea?
Wild Eye Country Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't play that. I stayed right by Kapalua. I was literally right there, but I didn't play that one.
trying to figure out the elevation changes.
No, the great thing about golf in Maui is you get those trade winds behind you, and you're hitting 380 yard drives.
But not only did he play golf, he bought a golf book there.
But he was into it.
No, I was fine. Yeah, that's an iconic book.
What are we doing tonight? Let's go to a bookstore.
Yeah. I think it's when you're just walking around the little towns and you see like a used bookstore, you walk in. I think that's what it was.
All right, don't forget, coming up later on the show, in just about 20 minutes, we'll be joined by comedian Sebastian Maniscalco. He's in town at Capital One Arena this weekend. He'll join us at 9 o'clock. Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. We'll be joined shortly by Sebastian Maniscalco. Hopefully, he'll be performing at Capital One Arena this weekend as part of his tour.
I'm going. It's going to be awesome.
Very good.
Going with two other couples.
Mm-hmm.
Big night out. Go see Sebastian Maniscalco.
Very good.
He just sold out Madison Square Garden five nights in a row.
I mean, that's pretty sick. I mean, that's, like when he started doing stand-up, there's no way that he was ever thought that he would play Madison Square Garden, let alone sell it out five consecutive nights.
Was his big break just kind of like Seinfeld blowing him up? Or was he way bigger than before that?
I think the internet helped blow him up. He can talk about it. He's going to join us here in seconds, but he had a couple of specials which just blew up.
Yeah, but I mean, but even to get the specials,
he was I think we had Vince Vaughn on the show like 20 years ago, and he was part of the Vince Vaughn tour.
Okay,
that we promoted on the show maybe 20 years ago.
Well, he's joining us now on the BetQL guest hotline. It's Sebastian Maniscalco. He's performing at Capital One Arena Saturday. For your tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com. Sebastian, thanks for taking time, man. We appreciate it.
Wow, Vince Vaughn comedy show. That was 2005. So, yeah, that was over. That's about 25 years ago.
What we were asking right before you got on, what was your big break? Like, you know, I mean, what did you say? How many days in a row did you sell out Madison?
Five nights at Madison Square Garden, which
is crazy.
When
you first started, whenever the hell that was, I can't imagine you would imagine that. And then, but what was the break that kind of put you over?
You know, I think it was that Vince Vaughn comedy show that I left. I was waiting tables at the Four Seasons in L.A., and I had to ask for 30 days off to do the Vince Vaughn tour with the assumption that I would come back waiting tables on day 31. But that never happened. Vince Vaughn kind of took me out of the whole waiting tables, and I started making a living in 05. So I think that was kind of my break into doing stand-up comedy for a living. But, yeah, it's been crazy since then. And you mentioned the five shows at the Garden, which was last week. And I had, my wife, my kids, they came up on stage with me. My parents came up on stage. And now I'm in Pittsburgh coming to D.C. Saturday night during an election year. I mean, come on. This is a whirlwind for me.
Yeah, so the MSG thing, I can't get away from that because, like, five nights in a row, that's like Billy Joel, like, rarefied air at Madison Square Garden. Like, that's a huge accomplishment. I'm sure that, like, while you had your family up there, you're just, like, drinking that whole thing in.
I think every Italian in the tri-state area came to the show. I mean, the amount of cologne that was in the building was amazing. I couldn't even perform. But, yeah, that was pretty special for myself and my family. I mean, New York City has always been great to me as far as coming out and supporting the show, and I never thought in a million years that I'd have five consecutive sellouts there. So very blessed to experience that, and just having a great time on this tour. I got my two buddies, Pete Corielli and Pat McGann, opening for me, and we're just going to these cities and really kind of taking it all in.
So, Sebastian, the guys tease me because you're my favorite comedian, and I've seen you a bunch of times, saw you at MGM National Harbor, going on Saturday night with a bunch of couples. It's going to be a great night. But when I first kind of discovered you, I relate to you because I'm the son of an Italian immigrant, and I can't find this bit online, but you did a bit about your dad, I think, mowing the lawn, and it reminded me of my dad so much. And recently, in your last special, you talked about your wife's nightstand. This morning, I counted maybe 15 things on my wife's nightstand.
I don't know what's going on with the nightstands and what women put on there, but mine is pretty clean. I mean, there's a lamp and my cell phone, and I look at hers, and it looks like CBS. It's like, how much stuff you going to cram into the nightstand? I mean, and she has a medicine chest. You know, it's like the whole medicine chest is now on the side table. Clippers, mouth guard, Tylenol. She comes out in some eye mask or looks like a hockey goalie. I don't know what's going on at the house.
You know, one of the things.
Yeah, it's, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, one of the things you guys have talked about, and I'm wondering if you're changing more, is that you and your wife are so different, right? She kind of likes to be social and go out, and you're trying to kind of get rid of people and limit.
Yeah.
Do you still have anxiety when you go out to dinner parties and that sort of thing?
Yeah, my wife like brings home strays, not dogs, but people.
Right.
You know, like always looking to like go and meet a new couple or go out to dinner with a new couple or go to a party. So she's more like a dog. I'm more like a cat. I'm constantly hiding underneath the bed, not wanting to go out and do much. But it's a good yin and yang. I mean, she definitely takes me out of my comfort zone, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't see the light of day. But yeah, she brings me she brings us a lot more friends than I thought we would ever have. I'm 51. I'm kind of done making friends at this point. Yeah. I kind of got what I got, and but my wife's always looking to meet new people.
So when you're at home, then what are you doing then? You just stay in the basement, like?
Yeah, I'm touring. I'm around people all the time. So when I go home, I just want to relax and unwind.
Right.
And she's got a calendar of stuff for us to do. I'm like, babe, let me relax a little bit. I don't want to go to another kid's birthday party or out to Disneyland or whatever. Listen, I like doing stuff with my kids, but I need at least 48 hours to adjust.
Yes. I can't imagine. Do you play golf?
I do, but I have I had some sciatic pain ripping down my right leg, so it kind of took me off the golf course. So I've corrected that. Yeah, it's off. You guys have it? Have you had this?
Well, I've had back pain. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Had back surgeries. Yeah. Had two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you guys know. I mean, again, 51 years old, and all of a sudden, I feel like I played 12 years in the NFL.
I
mean,
it's weird.
My body, when I get out of bed, I mean, the sounds coming out of my body are waking up my wife. She's like, are you eating potato chips? I'm like, no, that's my knee
right,
extending onto the floor. So I don't know what's going on, but I've started Pilates, and that seemed to help me correct some of my posture and my pains. But my God, I overnight, it's just the body's falling apart.
Talking to Sebastian Maniscalco. He's going to be at Capital One. You can get tickets through Ticketmaster. That is Saturday night. One of my buddies who I'm going with on Saturday is an orthopedist, Dr. Petricelli, and he sent me a video because I had bicep tendonitis, and he sent me a video basically saying, you're being old, and it was a video of you. What happened to your bicep?
I have no idea. There was no trauma, no nothing. I just woke up with a hole in my arm, and I was like, "What's going on?" I mean, I got two young kids, 5 and 7, so I'm attributing it to the fact that I was picking them up and like putting them in the car seat and twisting my body. Both of them are shot. Both of my biceps detached, and apparently, you got to catch that right away, or you walk around with holes in your arms. So I didn't catch it right away because I was looking in the mirror and I was like, is that a hole in my arm or do I have like a tan? And sure enough, I went to the orthopedist and said, yeah, no, you snapped them off. I can't really put them back together because it's been over whatever, 3 months by the time I went into the doctor. So, yeah, I'm walking around with two half an arms.
Dude, I can't even imagine. He can't reattach your biceps?
No. No, I guess you got to catch it within 6 weeks, and then if you don't catch it within that time frame, that they can't.
So is it like all balled up though? Does it like that? That's what happens to your hamstring when you rip it off, like you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
The leg, it like curls up.
Mm.
So at least you probably have a pretty big bicep now.
Well, I mean, it's the smaller of the two.
Uh-huh.
So it's not the one that my dad snapped his major one. So to your point, his bicep is in his elbow. So he looks like Popeye walking around, and he's still cutting hair. This guy's 80 years old. He's still doing hair.
Wow.
With no bicep, and he's still doing blowouts. I don't know how he's doing it, but that generation is a different breed.
Your dad's a grinder, cutting hair at 80. Good for him.
So I said, what are you going to do, die behind the chair doing a perm? I mean, this guy's still going to work at 80 years old and cutting people's hair. I mean, God bless him. That's his outlet. But he, talk about falling apart. He was 5'10". He's 5'5" now. I don't know what happened.
That's what happens. Hey, I work with a couple guys here who literally worship TJ Maxx, and I know it's an old bit of yours.
Love it.
But tell them why they're wrong.
Well, every time I go into any of these discount stores, whether it be TJ Maxx, Ross Dress for Less, everything's on the floor, everything's irregular.
Well, Ross is the worst. I mean, I'm above Ross. Hold
on. Sebastian, you're a man of means. Why are you even in a Ross Dress for Less or TJ Maxx? What are you doing?
This bit was 25 years old.
Okay. That's a good point. That's a dated bit. Okay, I get it now. Now it makes sense.
No, but those stores, I mean, you'll find, you know, forks in jeans over there. They got so many displaced things at these discount stores, and I haven't been into a TJ Maxx in a while, but I remember when that bit originated, my father and I went into a Ross Dress for Less in Los Angeles the first time I moved there around 1998, and he looked around the store and he goes, we might have to move back to Chicago. This you're not living like this. He was completely appalled.
So you obviously are at a different financial level now, and you're hanging with Jerry Seinfeld all the time. Has the dinner situation changed in terms of the bill? Like, what is Jerry's move, your move at dinner?
You know, I haven't gone out with Jerry in a while, although Jerry opened up for me at the Garden. I brought him out as a surprise guest, which was unbelievable.
That's a power move right there. That's a power move.
He had never done the Garden before. He came out there, he did 20 minutes, and the crowd was, you know, over the moon. They couldn't believe they were seeing Seinfeld. So, but as far as the dinners is concerned, what I notice when you go out with these high net worth individuals, you don't even see the bill. I mean, the bill don't even come to the table. I don't know what they do or how they do it, but I think they just prepay before they even get there. So it's a great move. I want to start doing that because I don't like going out to dinner and then everybody kind of, hey, let me get it. Let me do it. The way to do that is you just pay right when you get in. You give the credit card to the host, and you're done with it, right? I mean, come on. We're 50 years old. We're still fighting for the bill.
Right. Well, Sebastian, we appreciate the time. You've always been great to us with that over the years. You'll be in town at Capital One Arena Saturday. People can go to Ticketmaster.com to get what few tickets I'm sure are left. Thanks again, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on, and have a wonderful weekend.
You too, man.
Thank you, buddy.
That's Sebastian Maniscalco. Huh? Good dude. And JP's going to the show, and I'm sure it'll be a great time.
Can you imagine that? So Seinfeld, like, iconic, as big a name as there is in the business. He's never actually played the Garden. And listen, Sebastian's a man of his own star.
Mm-hmm.
But to have to follow Jerry Seinfeld?
Ooh. In New York?
No. Let me just tell you something.
Brutal.
They did
a nice move by him to go up and
obviously he's not intimidated by it.
Jerry Seinfeld hasn't opened for anybody in 40 years.
Right.
No.
40.
I can tell you this. Maniscalco kills so much because I saw Seinfeld. I was so like one of these long drives, and I was listening to, I think Seinfeld was on with like David Spade, whatever his podcast is. And they did a show with four heavy hitter comedians, and I don't know who the fourth was, but it was Seinfeld, Jim Gaffigan, Maniscalco, and I can't remember who the fourth is, but they would pick their name out of the hat to who was going first, and Seinfeld said, he goes, you don't want to go after Maniscalco.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Ultimate respect.
Because he brings down the house.
Yeah.
I'm not disrespecting Maniscalco, and I know he has his own thing, and he's huge. But just the mindset, I just like, wow, I can't believe that I got to go on after Seinfeld.
Yeah, I know. It's got to be intimidating. All right, when we come back, we're going to give you a chance to win two tickets to see Thomas Rhett Better in Boots tour when it comes to Jiffy Lube Live, August of 2025. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets on an open line Thursday here on The Fan.
It is a Burgundy Gold game day on The Fan, presented by Rood. Is your cooling system letting you down? Score a touchdown with Rood and experience peak performance. Dominate the season with unmatched cooling power and visit RUUD.com. If it ain't Rood, it ain't right. We'll get back to football in a little. But we wanted to turn our attention to this C.J. Abrams story. So C.J. Abrams, shortstop for the Washington Nationals, made the All-Star team this year. 23 years old, has 20 home runs on the year, and he was optioned with just 8 games remaining in the season to the minor leagues. Why was he optioned? Well, apparently he was out all night gambling at a casino till 8 in the morning.
He was there till 8 in the morning before a 1 p.m. start
game.
That day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
So they probably had to be at the at Wrigley by, I'm guessing, 10 or 11, 10:30.
Yeah.
At the latest.
So he got no sleep. He can't perform.
No.
I actually love what Rizzo did.
I love it too.
I love it. Send your ass. I don't care if you're an all-star.
Not taking it.
Send your ass down to single A.
You think he's going to let that happen on his watch from a 23-year-old kid?
No.
No chance.
I mean, can you imagine how pissed Rizzo was?
Oh, it had to be volcanic.
Oh, I'm sure.
So he actually played in the game. He was 0-for-3 with a walk in the game.
Of course he was.
He was at Bally Casino until 8 a.m., 1 p.m. game. Prior to that, he was 8 for his last 17.
That doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter one bit.
He went four for five the night before.
No sleep. He had no sleep.
Yeah.
He had no sleep.
Look, you're a professional athlete. There's curfews in place for reasons. You can't stay out until 8 a.m. for a 1 p.m. first pitch.
Now, I've done that, something similar, where I've been up till 2 in the morning, and I'm in here and ready to go at 6. But this is not me running around the bases.
Can't play baseball.
At bats in a Major League Baseball game. It's a different animal.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I love what he did.
You know, now, Michael Jordan was famous for doing this sort of thing.
Right.
And then putting up 40 points.
Well, that's one thing. If you're Michael, you can do whatever you want. C.J. Abrams can't just do whatever he wants.
He's not Michael Jordan.
I didn't know that C.J. Abrams likes to chase the dragon.
You've never seen him at MGM?
I was unaware. I've never seen him. Never. He's in a different part of the casino. Like, it sounds like he's probably more in the high limit area. Right. I'm just going up trying to set people in the poker room. He's not wasting his time with that.
Has there been any comment from C.J.?
Oh, I don't know.
Rizzo's comments were very general.
No, I think it's an internal issue. You're laying as low as possible, and you just want to take your medicine and hopefully learn your lesson from this going forward. Don't do it again. I mean, it's not a great look. I mean, he's being publicly shamed and humiliated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this should be a wake up call for him. Like, next time he's near a casino, he's got to have a governor on. He can't stay there until 8 a.m. when he's got a 1 p.m. start the next day.
What's the rumor? How much did he lose? I mean, this is just a rumor.
I hadn't heard this rumor.
Someone said
180 grand, but who knows?
I mean,
that could be someone just looking at chips going, oh, right.
We've all been there.
You're eyeballing it.
You're stuck. You don't want to go home until you get unstuck.
You want to make it a little bit back.
Yeah.
I've never been stuck 180 grand
in one sitting.
Like, you're chasing stuck. The money.
Yeah.
Did you see the picture of him sitting at the roulette wheel? I don't know how it's 180K. He was only betting like $300 on black.
Yeah, whoever saw it probably just
And then I saw
guessing.
He had one more black chip out there, like covering four numbers.
He might have been down to the felt.
Down to the nubbins.
I mean, you know.
Maybe that was at 7:59 a.m.
Yeah, who knows when they took that pick. Probably didn't take it.
Yeah, we need a timestamp on this pick.
Yeah.
Did you see the argument about how Mike handled it, saying it was poorly handled?
What's the argument?
That come contract time and re-signing, you know, if you're being publicly humiliated by your GM, it's less likely that you'll want to stay with the GM and the team that is humiliating.
That's fine. You can't let the inmates run the asylum. It's fine. If we lose them, we lose them.
I would guess most. But
you're basically over them?
I'm standing on principle. You can't. Yeah. So I understand. You might. But who cares? Who cares if I lose the guy that's going to come up occasionally and perform on no sleep and not give me his full value?
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of am over him. You're going to have to really.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Matt. Really prove Matt, himself. They control him until 2028. So it's not like he's just stepping away next year.
I know, but if you're playing the long game, you're looking down the road, and it's 2028. And
yeah, but you got.
I would assume.
So you would argue then, what kind of repercussions would you argue then? Just an internal fine might not be enough.
You just bench him for the rest of the year, or give him a fake injury.
Well, they did bench him.
I know, but just.
Yeah, but why give him cover? Like, I think what Mike is doing is just old school. We're not doing this. Yeah.
Some GMs might do that.
Yeah.
But Mike said, F it.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost you about 28 grand.
Yeah. And if we end up losing CJ Abrams, that's fine.
Well, that's 4 years down the road. So,
yeah.
I mean, they could trade him.
If we lose him, he's got to look in the mirror. It's not Rizzo's fault.
He knows he effed up. I'm sure he does. I mean, I don't know if he apologized to
That's
Mike.
That's a good question. Was he contrite?
Yeah. Or did he try and defend himself, or did he apologize to Mike and say, my bad?
Like, F you.
Yeah.
That's where I'd wonder, where's this guy's head at? I mean, clearly he was out too late, but.
Did he have drinks?
Is this a pattern?
Don't know.
That may in the picture. Can you notice if he was like, drinking all night?
There's no drinks in the
picture.
There's
nothing in front of him in the rail. Seemingly no chips in front of him either, which is not a great optic.
It's a very down bad face, too. Yeah.
Has he been known as an attitude guy?
Well, I've never known that. No, all they've done is hype this kid up.
Because I saw in our comments when I put up a post on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thejunks, somebody said that he had been, but I've never seen that.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Gage in D.C. Gage, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks. What do you think?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, first of all, it's kind of funny that the junkies are ripping somebody that gambles a lot. But anyway.
No, I don't care that he gambles, actually.
We're fine with him gambling. He just can't do it until 8 a.m. when he has a game 5 hours later.
I could care less
I did walk straight from the blackjack table to the whatever studio we were doing the show from back at the Borgata.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever bar we were at.
The center bar.
Right. Yeah, the center bar. Yeah,
that's part of our shtick.
Yeah, but we're not professional.
That's a little different.
It's part of our charisma.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gage.
3 weeks ago, I get a text from a buddy and said, hey, do the Nats play today? And I said, Saturday? What time? And I said, 1:00. And he said, well, CJ Abrams is here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm leaving the casino, MGM, at 6 a.m. And he's still there.
So it's a pattern of behavior. It's a pattern.
It is. But I said, is he on a heater? And he said, not really. He's not betting a lot.
Yeah.
And I said, what's he playing? He said, Baccarat and Blackjack. Mm-hmm. But every dealer knew him, and he goes there all the time.
Yeah.
So this is a pattern.
That's what it is.
It's not.
Yeah.
But
That makes sense to me.
Hey, J.A. from Olney here knows his pain. He knows the throes of addiction, if that's the case.
How is Cakes not running to him?
Well, that's because
he's not playing poker. Yeah, he doesn't play over there.
Special guest bounty, C.J. Abrams.
Right.
He's got time now.
You knock him out, you get 180K.
Thank you, Gage.
This is a pattern. No.
Yeah. All right. Well, I can't confirm that, but I hear you. Thank you, buddy.
I'm not surprised one bit.
Thank you.
Not surprised one bit.
Have you seen Allen Iverson? Isn't he like a regular?
Oh, I haven't seen him in person, but I've heard that he's there a lot.
There's some crazy stories about Iverson.
I've heard him
he's at MGM National Harbor a ton.
I've seen him multiple times. Yeah.
Again, he's a guy that I wouldn't expect to see grinding in the poker room. Like, he's going to be at either blackjack or baccarat, most likely.
I've also seen...
And also losing a ton.
Like, could be, yes.
Max Scherzer. But, I don't think anybody thinks Max has a problem either. In fact, I think Max was overserved when I saw him.
Oh, overserved. The one I like to use, too.
Yeah.
I was overserved. Bartenders didn't know what they were doing.
Not your fault.
No.
Yeah. Listen, again, I don't care about his gambling problem or lack of problem. It means nothing to me. But you got to get full rest. I'm a stickler. I don't like guys partying before games. I don't like any of this stuff. I'm out on all that. I don't like going to the club when we got games coming up. I don't like that stuff.
I think there's got to be a rule. If there is a rule, if they had a curfew and he broke it,
Well, do you want to play the Keith Hernandez out? Hernandez hasn't played in 30 years, but he said back in the day, you'll hear it here, that it was like a loose curfew.
So did you see what happened with the Washington Nationals today?
I did see what happened.
Uh-huh. They're in Chicago, and they announced before the game that C.J. Abrams, their star shortstop, has been optioned to the minor leagues because apparently he stayed out late before reporting to the ballpark today.
Really late.
Yeah.
I can see 4 in the morning, but not 8 a.m. Spoken like a man with experience.
I mean, things have obviously changed in the game. Yeah. I mean, curfew was always a thing, but it was something that was only lightly enforced. But to send your starting shortstop to the minors with a week to go in the season because he was out late, fly ball right center field, and there's Castellanos. And that's the second out.
Although Mike Rizzo said, not on his watch, is someone staying out till 8 o'clock in the morning. Davey Johnson had a bed check for the 86 Mets. He said if the beds were in the rooms, then they checked out.
That's so great.
You know, Chicago, it runs late, like New York. And there are some places to imbibe, and they don't get going till midnight.
There's Harrison Bader. How do you know that?
Well, from past experience, you can go into a club or a bar in Chicago at 11 o'clock and it's empty. You go back at 12:30, it's packed.
Yeah. So I can't confirm this. This is from our friend Cody Betts, mm-hmm. at Cody Shook on Twitter, who used to work here, and he is a degenerate.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying the pick isn't from over the weekend that's widely circulating. He says this pick is from MGM National Harbor.
Right. Okay.
And by looking at it, it does kind of look like the runway in MGM National Harbor, where you're looking at, is it Blossom, the center bar, before you get to the other side of the casino?
Okay.
And I can't make out the writing under the MGM. It does kind of look like MGM National Harbor, but I can't.
But isn't that how
it says MGM on the table?
Huh?
It says MGM.
But there could be, like, he could be at an MGM property in.
No, he,
like,
was at Bally's. The report was he was at Bally's.
Okay, so
I'm pretty sure that's an old photo. That one, yeah, that, so I that, saw. Yeah,
that's
that
definitely
photo
an
might
pick.
Be. But how was he caught? He was probably caught by someone taking a photo of him and tweeting it out, right?
Maybe, but that's not.
How else was he caught?
That's just, not from this photo.
Somebody ratted him out
over the weekend.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But there's probably a picture of it. It's got to be a picture of it.
There are multiple people saying that he was at whatever Bally's properties.
Maybe security busted him, Jason.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe security busted him going back to the hotel at freaking 9 a.m., yeah. Bloodshot eyes. And
it makes you wonder how many times he's done this, you know, on road trips.
Yeah.
There's no way this was just the
I've
only time.
I've got to imagine this can't be the first time that something similar to this has happened.
Right.
I'm just guessing.
So if he's out in Arizona or in Milwaukee or right. I don't know where they have these casinos. I don't know how many states have them, but I can't imagine this is the first time he's done it.
Hey, bank local, cheer local, and business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
Welcome back to the Junks. Coming up in just about 20 minutes at 6:45, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Metallica's M72 tour when it comes to Northwest Stadium in 2025. We'll do what we did yesterday. We'll do a few Metallica deep cuts.
Deep cuts. Deep cut Metallica.
We'll get the Metallica fans lined up. These aren't going to be, you know, songs you've heard a million times.
It's not going to be The Unforgiven.
You're going to have to work for these. So we'll do that at 6:45. And if you can identify the song, you'll win a pair of tickets for that Metallica show next year at Northwest Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into the Junk Sports page presented by T-Mobile.
Brought to you by who? I'm sorry, I need a clarification.
T-Mobile.
Oh, T-Mobile.
Okay. Yeah. It's a good sponsor.
It certainly is.
It is a great sponsor.
I need a little water.
You got to wet the whistle at all times.
Oh, man.
Not tasting very good? Need to freshen it up?
No, the water's fine. I just had something just... That nasal drip went right in my throat.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's nasal drip.
The worst
drip.
Time.
What are you speculating?
Yeah, what are you speculating?
I don't know. I guess I'm just, you know.
Congestion.
Could be a similar consistency. Or, I don't know.
That's gross.
You know what my wife hates is when we're walking the dog or just and we're just walking. If I get some, you know, stuffy nose,
yeah,
I go.
Yeah, me too. I do that.
You farmers, snot rocket.
Well, it feels amazing.
Yeah,
feels amazing. So good.
Feels it does.
I do that all.
I don't do it a lot, but it does feel good to just clear the passages.
You know what I do sometimes? I do it here in the underground parking garage, and that doesn't get washed away.
That's
it's true.
What are you gonna
it's
do?
Kind of gross.
You gotta get it out.
Am I gonna do it in my car? I mean, you know, I'm leaving.
I mean, you could do it in the bathroom before you left.
It just sometimes it just hits you. You know what? I need to clear my nasal passages.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, like that parking garage. Like, there's if you leave something on the ground there,
it stays there.
I mean, there's they have drains, but like
there's no water that comes through there.
Yeah, it's just a kind of a stagnant environment down there.
I got yelled at because I poured my coffee out of my car.
Somebody busted you?
Well, because I always park in the same spot, and the guy, one of the Somalian guys, came out and He broke my balls about it.
he read you the riot act.
And I actually did apologize because I'm so stupid. I didn't even think that like, of course there's no rain here. It doesn't wash away. So you can still, 2 years later, see my coffee stain on the parking spot.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah. So I did apologize. I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
I wasn't trying to damage it.
Understood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah, I do that when I'm walking.
Jason,
you know what the allergies
stop.
They get to you when you're outside?
Yeah, just got to get it out, man.
Yeah, feels amazing.
All right, so
what's that thing you do when you poop? You sneeze.
No, I blow my nose.
You blow your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I blow my nose at the same time.
It's the exact same time.
Well, if I have a stuffy nose.
Yeah, right. It just has a thing.
Which you probably generally do.
A lot of quirks.
Is that weird?
Yes, it is.
All right, so
I think it's unique. Maybe there are others that do it.
The NIL and conference realignment and money just in general has had such a negative impact on college sports. I mean, it's just crazy. It's just out of control.
Depends on your perspective. True. If you're an athlete, you're getting $1 million to play somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that some of these players are getting $1 million and they aren't very good, it blows my mind. But you know, go out and earn. If someone's going to offer you money, you got to take it. But this Matthew Sluka deal is a huge story. Matthew Sluka. What's funny about Matthew Sluka is he was the quarterback for 4 years at Holy Cross under Bob Chesney. Bob Chesney is now the head coach of JMU. When we had Chesney on the show, I guess earlier in the year, when he was named head coach of James Madison, I asked him about Matthew Sluka. I said, hey, you got a pretty good quarterback there. You know, are you thinking about maybe transfer portal? He goes, and he played it cool. He said, everybody's a free agent. So he didn't say, yeah, we're looking to bring Sluka in, but he said, we'll take anybody.
I mean, Mike Loxley said the same thing yesterday.
Right.
He said, if he has three good quarterbacks, he knows people are going to try to poach them on in the portal.
Yeah.
It's just a fact of life.
So I asked Chesney about Sluka, and so Sluka ended up not going to JMU. He goes to UNLV. For his fifth year. And Sluka claims that he was offered money by the offensive coordinator, $100,000.
Mm-hmm. Significant.
To come play at UNLV.
That's let me just say, for the record, listen, obviously it's an NIL issue, but it's weird that the offensive coordinator is making that offer. I mean, I guess he would be the one, because he's not in charge of the NIL.
No, but he's recruiting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, it's what you believe, because UNLV is saying that was never offered to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least it wasn't put in writing.
And if it wasn't put, it was verbal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't have verbal agreements. You need something on paper, right? So, a contract.
And Matthew Sluka is saying, yeah, Brendan Marlin, who's the offense coordinator, offered me $100,000 to come play at UNLV.
Yeah.
And now he's only received $3,000. Mm-hmm. And he's supposed to get UNLV pays $3,000 per month per player.
Okay.
All right. So all college players get paid something for expenses. Kind of depends on where you are in terms of how much they get. But he got $3,000. So he said UNLV came back to him and said, all right, we'll give you $3,000 a month for 4 months. So $12,000. He's only received the $3,000.
Right.
So he's not getting the $100,000. So he went on social media and said, I'm out. All right. This team is ranked for the first time in the USA Today poll for the first time in team history, program history. They're 3-0. They got a huge game against Fresno this week. He says, I'm out. I'm going to use my redshirt year, and I will not play for UNLV again.
You got bamboozled.
It's kind of a crazy story.
It's a crazy story, but it'll probably work out for him.
Well, his agent, and all these guys have agents, mm-hmm. right? College players, especially quarterbacks, have agents. He's saying, well, I can get you more money than that somewhere else.
Well, much like everything, there's two sides to every story.
There is two sides.
And there was a report yesterday from a 24/7 reporter who said all financial commitments to Sluka were met, and that after wins against Kansas and Houston, the Sluka family hired an agent and demanded more money, and UNLV basically said,
right.
you know, kick rocks.
Right.
Yeah. So it's what you believe. Do you believe Sluka, who says the offensive coordinator offered me $100,000 before the season started or before I transferred in?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you believe the other side? Well, no. We never offered him $100,000.
Hard to say.
They're coming back at us for more money because we're 3-0.
I mean, $100,000 is actually peanuts in the grand scheme of things to get a quarterback. You know, UNLV is not a powerhouse, but it's a big school.
Yeah, but he was playing. It wasn't like he was playing at some top tier school.
No, but dude, I'm telling you, I think I told a story on the air about an Ivy League kid that left for $1 million, Ivy League basketball player.
Well, I'm guessing mm-hmm. he's really good.
He's an Ivy League player. I mean, he can only be so good. It's just crazy.
He went to go. That's silly. But he went to go where?
I don't want to out him too much. I think he went to Michigan.
Yeah, well, Michigan's got they got a big pot.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Look,
UNLV has money. They're paying. UNLV is paying players. They got a receiver.
Of course.
That they're paying a lot of money to.
Of course.
And it's more than $100,000.
But they don't have the money that Alabama and all these other schools.
No, of course not.
They're gonna have to. It's never gonna go away. Like, guys are always gonna get paid, and they're gonna be able to use their name, image, and likeness. But I think, isn't it pretty obvious they're gonna have to have some sort of salary cap? I mean,
you would think they're going to change some things. By the way, the kid that caught a touchdown against the Commanders went to an Ivy League school.
Yeah,
Princeton. For sure. He went to Princeton.
Yoshi Vosh.
No, I mean, of course there's talent there. There's great athleticism, but still on the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
I mean, the idea that an Ivy League basketball player who would get $1 million.
It's the tip of the iceberg here. There's probably going to be issues. There's going to be holdouts. It's going to be absurd.
Yeah. I mean, guys leaving their schools
be like the pros.
During the season when they're 3-0 and they're ranked, looking to possibly win the Mountain West, leaving the school, leaving the program.
But he's not about the program. He's about him.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. He wants to get paid.
Especially a kid that comes in there, just drops in, you know, a month before the season
starts.
But
we've heard stories about recruits or transfers who are offered a certain amount of money. And like the kid who was offered a bunch of money from Florida and ended up going to... He was at Arizona State, right, Drabby? And then he transferred again, and now he's at Georgia.
What kid?
The quarterback who was offered a bunch of money. He was offered 13. He said
Rashada.
He was offered 13. Yeah,
Rashada, yeah.
And then he's bounced around. He's been at three different schools. So that happens, but I don't think we've seen a kid, especially a quarterback, leave midseason because mm-hmm. he hasn't received any money.
Man, if you bounce around to three schools, that's a lot of makeup classes you're going to have to take.
Yeah, I'm so sure. I actually think the kid's doing the right thing. Like, if you're just looking out for your selfish interests, you get another year. Another year of training, and then you really cash in.
But he's leaving his team behind, though.
Well, the kid's, I know, it's selfish.
The kid's stupid, because why didn't he get it in writing? If he had an offer.
Get in writing. That's
because he's a kid.
He might be making up that part. Maybe Jab's right. Maybe they really, it was like I don't know.
No,
nebulous offer.
This is big business, and if you're hiring agents and everything, you got to get it in writing.
I just hired an agent 2 weeks ago.
Right, but Matt, that's the thing. So maybe he didn't get that offer.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
Maybe he's making that part up, or his agent's making that part up.
But I think at the end of the day, for him, he's going to cash in because he's playing well, right? I mean, that's why it's a big deal.
Oh, they're 3-0, yeah.
Yeah, so he'll cash in.
Or maybe there was a conversation, and it was very gray.
It was gray.
And general, and the offense coordinator said, you know what? We could probably get you something like $100,000.
Believe me.
It could have been very gray like that type of discussion.
I've been on recruiting visits with my kids where they basically insinuate that you're going to get an offer and then you don't get an offer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I could totally see some gray area conversation.
It's a slimy business all the way around.
It's a slimy business.
I know for a fact a story locally, won't say who or what sport, but there was a coach recruiting a kid from an Ivy League school to come transfer in,
mm-hmm.
and he'd already graduated, so it was a post grad mm-hmm. year, mm-hmm. and he told the coach, "All right, I'll come, but I need this amount of money."
Mm-hmm.
And the coach said, "You're out.
Yeah,
so I ain't giving you that money.
Of course,
you can come here and play and be a part of our team, and we'll get you something, but it ain't gonna be what you want."
Well, and the other side of it is, and this is maybe to this dude's deal is I talk to a buddy a lot, and he talks about how in his sport, I guess I'll keep it vague too, that they offer you everything, and then you come, and then they say, yeah, we had to pull your scholarship. We needed it for so-and-so, and now you can't even transfer. It's too late, and they still want you on the team.
Yeah.
But they take your scholar, you know what I mean? Like, dirty stuff like that happens.
Right.
I mean, it's just, it is a slimy business.
And we know slimy business. We've been in radio for almost 30 years.
It's slimy as it gets.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
We know things.
Yeah.
So that's it's a big story in college athletics, certainly. All right, so we talked about it a little bit. You got Thursday night football tonight, Cakes. You've got the Cowboys in New York.
Are we going to have weather concerns there like we have here? Is Helene going to affect?
No. It's not going to be
what's
Helene.
Happening in New York?
I mean, Helene hasn't even hit Florida yet.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe the stuff that's over top of us here is going to move up to New York later. I have no idea. I haven't tracked the New York weather. But your current numbers, Cowboys lay 6. Total is 45.5. Team totals 24.5 for Dallas, 19.5 for the New York Giants.
I mean, I'll take the Giants catching the points all day long.
I drop it.
And I might tease it if Jason wants to book it.
I'll book it.
I would tease it.
I mean, I'll come up with a bet.
All right, so hold on. For yesterday, we already have a $5 bet.
Yeah, I haven't written that down. I will need to do that.
So remember this, JP. Cakes and I have a bet. I booked it. He thinks the Cardinals will score at least 29.
Doesn't he have the book right behind him?
He didn't write it down.
I'm just lazy. I haven't written it down yet. I will.
So 29's a push. I think if they get to 30, you win.
Correct.
So 29's a push.
Yeah, that's fine.
So I'm going
He's betting 20. On which team to get to 30?
Cardinals.
Okay. Yeah, he thinks they Cardinals.
Might be close to 30 by halftime.
All right, and whatever you want to do, I'll book the tees.
Well, I'll take the Giants, give them extra points, take the total down, and go over.
All right, so you got the Giants plus 12.5 and over 39.5.
Yeah, I'm in love with that bet.
How much?
That bet is my new mistress.
Five?
No. Or it's my mistress. I shouldn't say new mistress. That makes it seem like I have a mistress already, which I don't.
Five bucks.
Right. Slip. Yeah, standard $5 bet.
This is the new bet book. I'm going to text you.
You have the new bet book. Very good.
Yeah, I'm going to text you.
So we were talking earlier about the dilemma for Commanders fans. Who do you root for? I put it up as the Junkies poll of the day, presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. The poll's been up for 10 minutes. What do you think the percentages are? You either got to root for the Cowboys or you root for the Giants.
Oh, people are rooting for the Giants over the Cowboys.
So guess.
70% for the G-men.
92% so far. Nobody's rooting for the Cowboys.
Very good. Look at that. Overwhelming.
You can vote at Junks Radio, brought to you by Scotty's Vodka.
Yep.
There it is. So, yes, we got Thursday night football tonight. And if you care, Caitlin Clark is eliminated from the playoffs. The Indiana Fever, they
lost. Looks like she had a pretty good game.
I didn't look at the numbers. I don't even know.
I think she finished with 9 assists and maybe 25 points.
Now the WNBA season is officially
it's
over.
It's dead.
Yeah. I know I said it was over when the NFL started, and when I saw the idiotic move to pit their playoff games against NFL games, now with Caitlin Clark done, the WNBA season
her game actually
is
got
over.
A good number, though.
I'm
something like 1.5 million viewers.
Compared
to the golf that had like 300,000 or 400,000.
Wow, it's golf.
Which golf?
I don't know. I saw there was like a LIV tournament. There was some other tournament.
The LIV thing was a team event thing.
Yeah, there was a tournament last week on the PGA Tour. It was the tournament. And
yeah, but what day are you
Napa.
Comparing? You're comparing
Sunday.
Sunday to Sunday? Yeah, I didn't want you to golf this weekend.
Well, you got President's Cup starting today.
Yeah. All right, Metallica fans.
I really, President's Cup's way off my radar. Yeah. I mean, I'll watch a little bit of it, but I just don't care about that compared to the Ryder.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to load up the MGM National Harbor Lister lines right now at 800-636-1067. All of you Metallica nerds out there, give us a call. We are going to play Name That Deep Metallica Cut for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Metallica's M72 tour when it comes to Northwest Stadium in May of 2025. 800-636-1067. 1067. Get lined up. We'll give those tickets away next. Coming up at the end of this segment, this very segment, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to see Thomas Rhett Better in Boots Tour 2025. That comes at Jiffy Lube Live in late August. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, you can go to thefandc.com/events. So if you're actively listening, and you're a good listener, you'll have a chance to win those tickets in just a few minutes. Thanks again to Mike Rizzo for coming on. We, the last thing he probably wanted to deal with about 10 or 11 days left in the season, was having to send one of his star players down to the minors because of a, quote, does family matter. We know what the issue was. He was out too late at a Chicago casino till 8 in the morning. They had a game at 1:20 that same day. Yep. Like, Mike Rizzo's not going to let that happen on his watch.
Correct.
Like, that's, he's just not going to let that behavior. He's not going to let the other players see that and be like, okay, this is acceptable. Mike Rizzo, this is not his first rodeo. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not going to let that happen.
And he answered what he could. I mean, I understand why he's not going to go deep down into, you know, how they found it, how they found out that he got back to the hotel to eat.
Well, he's always been tight-lipped.
At least he was able to talk about it a little bit.
You know, I'm sure if we were in his office having a cigar, he would tell us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, off the record, he would tell us.
Sure.
But he's not going to tell us on the air.
Correct.
All right, so we want to get into the Commanders here.
Understood.
Dan Quinn joined our friend John Kime from ESPN.com recently and spoke about his young rookie quarterback, Jaden Daniels, and about the expectations that are placed on him. Here's the audio of Commanders head coach Dan Quinn.
I definitely understand, like, our fan base has been waiting, you know, for the franchise QB, but I also don't want Jaden feeling any ghosts, making sure he understands there's only one name on the back of that jersey, and that's for him, and I don't want any comparison or any of the other stuff. I think it was the Teddy Roosevelt quote, comparison is the thief of joy, and I agree with Jaden on that, and I don't want to compare him to anybody but him, and because he's still growing, and quite honestly, John, like, I can't wait to see who he's becoming.
I don't think you have to worry about any of this stuff. When Jason mentioned this earlier in the show, this kid, I don't think he gets caught up in that. He says all the right things. When he sees Doug, he listens to him and everything. But he knows about the history here. But he's just such a calm, cool, collected guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's out there chasing ghosts and trying to be the man. He said it on day one. I think the quote was, I'm just going to be me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think Jaden Daniels is concerned with Carson Wentz or Taylor Heineke or any of the other guys who've come through this carousel late.
I don't think that's not directed toward Jaden. I think that's directed toward you.
To the fans.
Yes. I think that's directed towards Commanders fans, Skins fans. They don't want you to think about Robert and the 2012 run that he had.
When I've been watching Jaden, I never think about Robert Griffin III.
I'm with you.
Merry-go-round or the merry-go-round of
I think we got our guy.
He's too special. Or even
comparing him to current quarterbacks in the league right now. I think that's Dan telling the fan base to just quit it and let Jaden be Jaden.
Right.
Fair. I just think he's going to be excellent. If he doesn't want me to have an expectation, I'm sorry. I do. I just think he's going to be great. I mean, on some level.
Mm-hmm.
Is
he bust proof?
He's pretty close.
Just say it.
The only reason why he's not is his spindly frame. I see zero like red flags as far as him throwing guys open, throwing in tight windows, you know, being able to do all the technical things.
Just the progression.
To be able
from
to ID defenses.
He looked.
It doesn't look
I see
like
zero
there's,
flaws.
It doesn't like, look like there's any flaws of him moving the team down the field.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, injury can kill
here's
anybody.
Where you have to be super optimistic. Just look at how different he looked in week three compared to week one. Week one, he was reluctant to throw the ball, would tuck it and run, just pick up yardage with his legs.
Mm-hmm.
And look, it was effective, but that's not
what
you can do every week.
And he was missing stuff.
So from week
we said
one,
he has to dial
again,
that back.
He missed stuff in the game Monday night. He missed Terry. Like, that's going to happen. You're going to have
every quarterback
your bumps
misses.
And bruises, especially as a rookie. But the leap he made from week one to week three,
huge.
It's pretty astounding.
I agree with you 100%.
So what's he going to make from week three to week seven to week 10?
Listen,
like that's what you're saying.
And it's obvious every team has to find that quarterback.
Yeah,
every team has to do it, and there's still teams trying to do it.
If you're saying, Valdez, that Dan is not directing this, and he's not worried about Jaden chasing ghosts because Jaden is so cool and humble, okay. And he was worried about it's impossible not to be excited and to have amazing expectations. I can't temper my enthusiasm.
No, I don't think it's about having expectations, but I think he's just trying to tell fans to just let Jaden kind of go his own road. You don't need don't compare him to Lamar. Don't compare him to quarterbacks that have been
here.
Here's
the big difference, at least through the first three games compared to the last 4 or 5 years of Commanders games. The malaise had set in, especially the second half of the Ron regime, where on Sundays, my mindset would be like, got to watch the Commanders today. I got to watch a bad football team, bad product, boring, bad defense.
I got to the point where we're going to watch a team that you know is going to lose.
I was like, I have to watch the Commanders today. And it's just like, you didn't feel great about it. Now, you feel pretty great about it.
Like, it's exciting.
I'm like looking forward to Sunday at 4:00.
It's exciting.
But, yes. Which is fan base is needed desperately.
As opposed to, you know, telling yourself, you know what, our quarterback play stinks. We're going to get beat, you know, 31-14. Just think about all the different quarterbacks that have played for this starting quarterback.
It's a lot.
Dan Quinn's quoting Teddy Roosevelt saying, comparison is the thief of joy. And he's telling all of you guys, by comparing him to Caleb, comparing him to MVP quarterbacks, comparing him to other quarterbacks of the past in Washington, you're taking away from the ride that you're experiencing.
I didn't know that,
right?
That was a Teddy Roosevelt quote, by the way. I had no idea.
I actually did. Somehow I read that recently.
The only one I know is speak softly and carry a big stick. No, that's a Teddy Roosevelt bit.
Well, you know another cliche. You can't be extraordinary without being extra.
that's a new one. That's a new one in the pantheon.
Eric Bickle. Yes. Eric Carlton Bickle.
Yes.
All right. I don't know. I don't understand any of this. Jaden Daniels is a stud, and there's no getting around it. So I don't know what Dan's trying to spin for the fans. I'm not comparing him to Caleb, only in a sense that I do kind of want him to be the best quarterback in this class.
Well, sure. Selfishly, you definitely want that.
I don't care about Robert anymore. I don't care about any of those other guys. Carson, everybody said, oh, you love Carson Smith. No, don't people understand the theme? I root for my guys.
Right.
I root for my guys. Now, Taylor, I rooted for him, and I really loved him early on, but I got tired of the JV football stuff.
You root for the laundry. Who's wearing the uniform.
Yes. People say, oh, you love Carson. No, I love the skins. So I root for whoever is there, and I am all in on this kid. Now, am I willing to say bust proof? I thought my compromise was...
Don't say it. Don't say
no,
it. Don't say bust proof.
I'm
kind of jinxing it.
Can't miss her.
Misser's better. He's different than bust proof.
He's a can't misser.
Well, that's kind of the same. You're just using different terminology.
He's a can't misser. I like that you're using different terms.
He's a can't misser.
All right.
Yeah. You got that's me. Better. If you want to have something that you can hey,
what about,
with,
what about,
you got it. You
know what about misproof? Combine them. What? Misproof.
No, you
can't misser. I like it. He's a can't misser.
He's a can't misser. You can't use bust proof because that has Robert residue.
Yeah.
You just can't.
You can't do it. Robert.
Well, or how about combine them? Can't bust.
No. He's a can't misser. It's a popular cliche, sort of.
He's a can't buster.
Yeah, can't bust. That's butt funny. Can't bust.
I think he's a can't misser. So
hey, and Dan Quinn's talking about it because, and I didn't hear the question from Kime, but Kime probably brought up, you know, this team's been looking for a quarterback for years, 20 years. Now they had Cousins over this, so maybe not quite 20, but let's look at all the starting quarterbacks since Cousins left.
I just think
of course Dan has to respond and say, you know what, this is a different guy, it's a whole different era, so we can't compare him to all the guys that they've had in the last 10 years.
I just think it's actually interesting that I have good friends that are trying to tell me, you know, slow your roll. It's three games. They're trying to be all this measured whatever.
Our friend Tree definitely did that on Twitter yesterday.
Thank God I don't pay attention to Tree.
But it
on
made
Twitter.
Me laugh because he's like, slow your roll. We've been down this road before, blah, blah, blah. And then a random Commanders fan responded with a rock meme where he's like, shut up, bitch. Which I found funny. Made me slap my knee.
Listen, I think you know it when you see it.
Yeah, you know special when you see it. And you saw it on Monday Night Football. And hopefully he can keep replicating it and building on it. But he's not going to build on 90%
completion. Yeah, but just to counter that, you said the same thing when RG3 came in. You called him RG Jesus or whatever
you called him. But I was wrong.
And you said,
but you know why?
So that's why you kind of have to lay it play out a little bit more.
Yeah, but okay. But I think the differences are already obvious. Mm-hmm. Robert was a gimmick. Robert was a one read, and I didn't know that.
Right. I was going to say, already, we didn't know that at the time.
Right, and he could only, I mean, they explained to us the reason why we're doing this is because, and it took us about 2 years, 3 years to realize Robert just wasn't that
guy.
You're
a much smarter football fan now because of Robert, and you can see it. You can see it.
Well, also,
we're
I'm seeing
more savvy.
Already
You're much more savvy.
I am, absolutely. But more importantly, the difference is he's doing things in three games that Robert never could do. He's going through the progressions. He's hitting the guys before they turn their
heads.
He's
sliding.
Yes. I mean, literally. I actually think the comparison to Robert is the R word. It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
Hold on, the R word.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah. Redskins. I think it's.
Good job.
I think it's the dumbest comparison. There's nothing in common other than skin color.
Didn't you just say yesterday all he needs is to turn that corner like Robert did and sprint down the sideline?
No, I just said – again, you're twisting my words. I said wait until he goes for 80 yards because he has that in his bag. But his bag is so much bigger than Robert. Robert had a tiny little – you know when you go to like a computer store or something and you buy a laptop and then you see a little screwdriver mini kit at the cashier next to like bubble gum and like an Almond Joy?
Yeah, you can repair your eyeglasses
with it. That's his toolkit. That little micro little screwdriver. While Jaden has a big ass Home Depot truck full of tools –
he's got like a Santa sack.
He's got everything. He's got all the tools. Robert had just a little tiny micro screwdriver that fit one hole. That's
he's going to be bitter when he hears that, and he'll hear it.
I'm sorry.
Well, he probably knows it.
Oh, he knows. He knows that.
I mean, it's just different guys. And so when people make that comparison, honestly, I think you're embarrassing yourself. I'll be honest. There's nothing to compare. This guy's light years ahead of that guy.
All right, you can check out 106.7 The Fan's merch store. EB, you should do this for our latest Jaden Daniels and Commanders shirt designs. You can go to 106.7thefanshop.com, order your t-shirt or hoodie right now. It's 106.7thefanshop.com. I told you to keep listening for your chance to win. Now is your time. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You're going to score two tickets to see Thomas Rhett. Better in Boots Tour, that is coming to Jiffy Lube Live in August of 2025. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. 10th caller wins. Don't forget Mike Loxley, Terps head coach, next.
All right, we all know plumbing problems always seem to strike at the worst possible time. It's inevitable. You should also know that no matter your plumbing predicament nor when it occurs, you can schedule an appointment with the Crop Metcalf 5-star plumbing experts at cropmetcalf.com. Save time and schedule now to have a Crop Metcalf 5-star plumbing technician at the ready to expertly handle any plumbing pickle you may find yourself in. You don't even have to call. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to schedule. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Happy to be joined on the BetQL Guest Hotline by a guy who's entering his 12th season with the Washington Capitals, scored 18 goals last season. It's Tom Wilson, Caps forward. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Will?
How are you, buddy? It's been too long.
Hey, before we start talking about Puck and the Capitals, congrats to you and your wife on the arrival of Teddy Wilson in May. That's awesome. You're a new dad. Teddy's around 5.5 or 6 months old at this point. That's great,
sleep,
man. Congrats to you and your wife, Taylor. That's great.
Yeah, thanks. It's been an amazing summer. Obviously, a full-time job with the little guy, but it's awesome. It's been pretty special. So
Nothing like it, right? Like just holding
changes
him.
Your life, man.
Changes your life. Just like laying on the couch, have him sleep on your chest. Literally, it's the best.
Yeah. No, it's there's a bunch of new feelings and adds some perspective, and it's pretty special to be able to welcome a son to the world. And he's 4 months now, and he's buzzing. So I mean, he's going to be moving around in no time. I think he's going to be a terror, that's for sure.
When nice. Do you think you'll first put him on skates?
I don't know. We'll see. I think in Canada, you know, at your second birthday, you're pretty much expected to get out onto the ice.
Yeah.
We might get him some skates just to throw on the feet and get used to them here pretty soon. We'll see.
I mean, Teddy's got to catch up to Ovi's kids because I see what his kids are doing out on the ice. It's crazy.
Are they balling already?
Ballers.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to have some good role models. He's got, you know, Vince Backstrom and Sergei Ovechkin and all these guys ahead of him that will be paving the way, no doubt.
Right. So, Tom, I got depressed a couple days ago when I saw a picture of you guys celebrating on the ice after winning the Stanley Cup back in 2018. And they had all of the players who were on that team who are no longer with the team in black and white. Mm-hmm. And then they had, like, the three guys left in color. Was you, it's Ovi, and it's Carly. And that's it. Yeah. And I felt like crying a little bit when I saw that. Is it weird to you that almost all of the guys from that team have now moved on and have either retired or moved to other teams? What's that like reminiscing about that amazing run you guys went on back in 2018?
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy how quick time flies. You know, it was a heck of a run. That team was so close. I still stay in touch with pretty much all those guys. You know, we didn't have a 5-year reunion party, so I guess we'll be looking at 10 years to get the gang back together. But it's it's crazy. I mean, a lot of guys have gone on to have, you know, successful careers in other spots, but just having Johnny and Owen, myself, you know, coming into training camp, there was a time where I was sitting on the bench looking around and it was a lot of new guys, and I was like, man, I'm the odd man out here. You know, all the new faces coming in, but it's really fun. We got a good, a good veteran group, and then, you know, I can be kind of the bridge to some of the amazing young players that are coming up. So it's a good time to be a Washington Capital, but definitely miss all those guys, and always fun to look back on the videos and the celebrations. It was a time of our life, and, you know, we got to get back to making some noise and taking another run at it.
Willie, I was also a little bit bummed. Sorry to bring everybody down. The Oshie news that he's going on the long-term IR. His health is just failing him. The back issue, too much for him to overcome. I mean, you can't ask for a guy who's going to give more to his teammates, his team, his city than what Oshie gave here in Washington. Everybody's forever indebted to him for what he's done.
He seriously seems like the greatest guy.
Yeah, like just great teammate.
Yeah, he's the best. He's like a brother. We got really close. You know, I'd do anything for his family, and I think he'd do the same for me. So it's cool when you have a bond like that. And he is a warrior. I mean, he's when I say he tried everything and anything to overcome this injury, there's no place he'd rather be than at the rink with the boys playing hockey, snapping it around. He's a hockey player through and through, and he tried everything, but it's just it's been a really tough injury for him. And at the end of the day, this part of his life, health is so important. And, you know, I'm glad he kind of, you know, looked at himself and put his family first and his health first, because he's laid it all on the line. And I think it's time right now just to take a step back, and hopefully he's able to, you know, you never know with Osh. I've learned that you never know. He could get, you know, suited up one day again, and I hope to one day play with him. But, you know, if not, it's been a heck of a run. He's a true warrior of the game.
Talking to Tom Wilson from your Washington Capitals, a couple weeks away from the regular season opening up. Your last preseason game, you guys won. I think it was Ovi's preseason debut. How's he look so far? I'm still trying to figure out what was the difference in Ovi last year, first half versus second half, because second half, he just turned it on and started scoring goals all the time. First half, we were beginning to wonder what was going on.
Yeah, I don't know. He looked really good. I watched the first couple periods the other night in New Jersey, and he was moving really well. So You know, the ups and downs of the season, it's, you know, you just try and stay as consistent as you can. He's done that for so long. He's put the team on his back and scored, you know, 50 goals, 100 points and all that for 20 years now. So, you know, he has a couple weeks, a couple down weeks and people freak out, but he always comes back roaring and scoring goals. So, you know, he looks good. I think he's hungrier than ever. You know, he loves coming to the rink. He loves the game of hockey. You know, we'll see. I haven't played much with him. He's kind of been in the other group, training camp. You know, the next week or so we'll get acclimatized together and you know, I'm excited to get out there with him.
Willie, I've got two Caps jerseys. One's Ovechkin, all right. Mm-hmm. I don't have yours, sorry. But I've got I got Jake Varana. And that's a guy you obviously played with, and he helped you guys win a cup back in 18, and you know, he was a high draft pick, and you know, he had some off the ice issues, but now he's back with you guys as a tryout. Talk to me about how he's looked. Can he make the team?
Yeah, he looks good. I think he's on the ice. He's kind of same old V. He's got so much skill, so much upside, and obviously went through some tough times in his career the last few years, but. You know, he's a guy that, as a teammate, you really pull for. And, you know, talking back to 2018 and that group and those guys, he's one of those guys that's like a brother and a guy that you really want to do well and succeed and have a great life. And, you know, he's coming in here and he looks good. So he's going to make it tough on the coaches to find a spot for him. And that's exactly what, you know, I think he wanted to do coming in here. So. He's making some noise. He skates really well and just adds an element of fun around the rink. He's got that smile when he walks into the room, and he's a really good kid. So he says he's feeling really good about life and hockey and all that, and I'm happy for him. Hopefully he can get a crack at the lineup.
Willie, I was a little bit shook, I'm not going to lie to you, when I looked at the roster and some of the headshots of some of the young players that are on the team, and I came across Andrew Kristall. He's 19 years old. He looks like he's about 15, and then I was like, "Oh, my youngest kid is older than this kid that's playing on the Capitals." Like, what's that like for you coming into the locker room? I know you touched on it at the top of the interview. There's, you know, a mix of older guys and a lot of young guys in the room. What's it like when you see like a fresh faced Andrew Kristall at 19 and some of the other younger players in that locker room now?
Yeah, it's so much fun. I think that's what's great about hockey is. The culture and just the game and the history, you know, the game just goes on and new fresh faces, players come in and they're extremely skilled. And this kid, Kristall, I mean, he can play. He's got some of the best hands and shiftiness that I've seen and little guy, but goes into the tough areas and comes out with the puck. And also just a really fun kid to be around. So it's pretty cool as you grow up and, you know, being able to play this long is obviously a huge privilege and something I don't take lightly, but one of the coolest things is just getting to know all the guys coming through the organization and, you know, now just hopefully helping the young guys any way I can because the Caps have done an amazing job at bringing in, you know, first-class guys and it's really a fun group of youth coming through.
Well, what was it like for you? You go back to 2013, you're a teenager playing in the NHL with a bunch of men. What was it like to kind of fit into the locker room and that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a whirlwind. I think you take every day, just day by day. You know, you wake up and you try and earn your jersey that day. You try and make an impact, do whatever you can. Obviously, I was getting into a bunch of fights back then and just trying to stay in the lineup and do whatever I could. But it's the best thing in the world being a teenage kid and, you know, realizing your dream playing in the NHL every day, and being around, you know, Holtz and Ovi and, you know, Joel Ward, Eric Fair, all these guys back then that, were super, super good leaders. They made me feel so comfortable coming to the rink every day, which is so much fun. And I look back and those are some of the most exciting years of my life, you know, cracking, you know, entering into the NHL and trying to stick around.
Willie, thanks for taking time for us on a game day, man. We appreciate it.
And stay healthy,
of course,
buddy.
We're always rooting for you, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
It's Tom Wilson, Capitals forward. You can go to WashingtonCapitals.com for tickets as they host Columbus here in D.C. tonight.
So it looks like they start in a couple weeks.
October 12th, boop, puck drop against the Devils. Against Josh
and then the
Harris
Wizards are going to start right after that.
Life flies by, buddy.
And it's Josh Harris. I'm rooting for the Devils because I own them. So
can
I'm
gonna sell them already?
I'm going to be rooting for them. Sorry, Washington Commanders fans.
He doesn't really
That's
care
my
about the Devils.
Team.
Does he care about the Devils?
Why would he care about the Commanders?
Yeah. Commanders are his big dog now.
They are. They're the top priority, EB. Yeah,
yeah. Coming up next, we will get back into Commanders Bengals.
Thank you.
Our pal Scott Abraham, sports director anchor on ABC7, joins us next here on The Junkies.